There's only one bed.
Triss sighs and dramatically falls back onto the large bed, arms spread and gazing up at the chandelier above.
Of course there's only one bed, Lenik. We're married.
Oh. Trist is pretty sure he feels Lenik blush from across the room. He rises up onto his elbows to look across at Lenik, who's still hovering in the hotel doorway with the bags at his feet.
Really? Triss says, exasperated. This is where you draw the line? Fake rings, fine. Holding hands, fine. Making out in public, fine. Oh yeah, he's definitely blushing now. But sharing a bed?
I didn't think... Lenik starts, and then, all in a rush, I just didn't think about it, okay? Trist raises his hands in defense and falls back against the covers.
Well, the wedding fair goes on for another day, and this smuggler's still nowhere to be found, so we've gotta stay. And I, for one, did not pay nearly 1,000 credits to sleep on the floor. Be my guest, though, if you fancy a night with the space spiders.
There's a pause, and then, the bed is good.
Thought you might say that,
Trist mutters before he shuffles so he's only sprawled over half of the bed. They get ready for bed. Trist in his kimono and Lenik in his ridiculous pink long silk pajamas. But Trist didn't even get so much as a peek at Lenik's underclothes, which seems kinda unfair given that Lenik's seen him naked at least 100 times, but nope. Lenik confines himself to the fresher the entire time, and then arranges himself at the far opposite end of the bed to sleep. Trist can feel the tension in Lenik's body all the way across the mattress as they lie there in the dark.
This is stupid, he surmises. You're practically vibrating with nerves over there. We've been much closer before. Today, in fact. You were pressing up pretty close to me in the closet this afternoon when you were sticking your tongue down my throat. Trist narrows his eyes. Wait, now that I think about it, how could that stall holder have seen us from...
No, no, Lenik interjects, hastily turning in the bed to face Trist.
He was definitely suspicious. That was a super important tactical kiss.
Trist suppresses a chuckle because he is well aware that their excuses for kissing are getting flimsier by the second.
Okay, he says when he thinks he can do so without laughing. You were okay with all the kissing stuff, and now you're acting all weird. Do you think I'm gonna spontaneously have sex with you just because we're in the same bed?
Lenik crosses his arms, all defensive.
Well, I don't know how it works.
Lenik.
I mean... I don't know how it works with you. You always make it sound like that's all that happens. Sometimes you just look at a woman and the next minute you're... You know.
Trist scoffs and props his head on his hands so he can fully enjoy the view of a cute and embarrassed Lenik beside him.
No, he says teasingly. I don't know, but please do elaborate.
Lenik reaches across the bed to punch him in the arm. Gentler than usual. Friendly, almost.
Shut up.
He's blushing yellow and avoiding his eyes, and it's too cute. Trist instinctively moves to kiss him. It's only when he's pulling away after a slow peck that he realizes what he's done, and he freezes, still hovering over Lenik.
Sorry, I...
It's okay. It's okay, Lenik says in a hurry, but his eyes still look kind of dazed.
It's just a habit, you know, because we spent the day...
Yeah, Lenik mumbles.
Doesn't mean anything,
Unless you want it to, a stupid voice in his head argues. He notices he's still hovering, inches away from Lenik, and he uses his elbows to push up and away. He falls on the mattress beside Lenik, not touching, but still a little closer than before.
Sorry, he says again, for lack of any other words.
Lenik's still looking up at the ceiling where Trist's face had been moments before. I don't mind. Trist's mind works in overdrive trying to make sense of that. Does he mean, I don't mind because we're buddies? Or, I don't mind because I want you to kiss me? Trist's eyes dart back and forth in the darkness as he debates whether or not to say anything, and in the end wimps out and says,
You know, I'd never do anything you didn't want to.
Yeah, Lenik says, but it sounds vague enough to be a thought rather than an answer.
I mean it, Nick. Any time I step out of line, you tell me, but I...
Lenik's eyes snap to his across the pillows.
They're really close. Wow, they're really close.
What? He asks, breathless. Trist licks his lips, suddenly dry-mouthed.
Just that if you ever want to step over a line.
Trist doesn't even get to finish the sentence before Lenik grasps his face in his hands and pulls him into a deep kiss. Trist flails a little as he loses his balance and ends up toppling over Lenik again.
Okay, Trist says when they break away for air. Cool. Yeah, I was gonna say, just do that anytime.
Lenik grins and his antennae twist a little in embarrassment. Because we're married? Trist's heart stops. And then he realizes that they're not married, thank force. Lenik's just talking about the pretense, but that means that this is just pretend too. Lenik's just practicing kissing or something. It's just a game. And then his heart stops for a different reason.
Right, Triss says, swallowing whatever that weird feeling was. Because we're married.
Lenik smiles sweetly up at him, and Trist's insides twist a little. Already this feels too normal, like it could become their reality if the world just shifted slightly. He should move away, reconstruct the boundaries before the lines get too blurred, but Lenik is beneath him, and he's happy and warm, and Trist doesn't have the strength to move away. He can't justify it under the pretense, but he doesn't care. He leans down and brushes his lips across Lenik's forehead to the base of his antennae. He feels Lenik exhale against his cheek, and then there's a tentative touch of hands in his hair, and Trist near whimpers. He feels electrified. He tries to keep his arms steady as he braces himself over Lenik, fighting his every instinct to fall down and into Lenik's warmth. Lenik shuffles slightly beneath him, and Trist pulls away to see him stifling a yawn.
You tired?
Lenik hums in agreement, nodding his head. Trist is equal parts thankful and disappointed. He doesn't know what he'd do if they'd kept going, but impossible to turn back springs to mind.
Okay, he sighs, rolling away. Okay.
What? Lenik asks sleepily.
I thought you wanted to go to sleep.
I do, Lenik says, rubbing his eyes. But with you.
Oh, Triss says. Oh.
And before he can say one bad word about cuddling, Lenik is burrowed into his side, pillowing his head on Trist's chest. He mutters,
I guess we're doing this then.
Too quiet for Lenik to hear under the rustling of sheets. Lenik sighs happily, and Trist finds himself wrapping his arm around him, pulling him a little closer. He's warm and comfortable, and kinda lightheaded, and utterly unable to recall why he doesn't like cuddling. He's drifting to sleep when a sleepy Lenik calls his name against his chest. Trist strokes his hand down Lenik's arm to show he's listening. Have you, Lenik begins. Done this before? Sleepily, Trist grunts in a way he hopes translates into,
done what before?
I mean, Lenik's finger is drawing circles on Trist's chest while he talks, and it's very distracting and very relaxing, and Trist is very confused by the combination. Slept with someone without, sleeping with someone.
Oh,
Trist says, thinking back on if he's ever shared a bed like this before.
No, I guess not.
Me neither, Lenik says. Neither of those things, but, you know.
Yeah, I know, Triss says, pressing a kiss to Lenik's forehead,
because he knows exactly what Lenik means. It's nice to be sharing a first experience with someone, no matter how weird the circumstances. Lenik sighs happily against him, and Trist opens his eyes just a fraction, just to witness for a moment how beautiful Lenik looks by his side, safe and happy, his hard edges softened by the night.